This is the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Cawthorn.
Hey, so welcome to another episode here of Celebrity Authority. Super excited about this interview. We have Felicity Walsh here, direct from Queensland. Felicity, an amazing mind. And I also love the way that you're really now wanting to make a difference in the world. Hey, take us back to what you studied at school, because you've recently done your master's, is that right?
Yeah, I have. So I did a Bachelor of Communication Design and then went on to do my master's in Design Futures.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about who Felicity Walsh is and what her message is to the world.
Okay. So it started from a young age, really. I grew up on a farm. I learned to drive when I was 5 years old.
Couldn't even reach the accelerator.
No, I used to put a brick on the accelerator and drive Dad around the paddock in the car. So growing up on the farm, you couldn't waste things. You had to value what you had. We were about 4 hours from the closest city, so we couldn't just duck into town to grab, you know, buy something new. So from an early age, I learned the value of things and the different values in different things. So that has led, I guess, to my interest in repair and reuse and recovery of resources in general, and my interest in waste management.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about your interest in waste management,
okay,
because really it's a hot topic right
well,
now around the world.
Yes, yes.
And also, I think you did mention earlier on that each human being, particularly in the Western world,
yes,
has what, up to 2 tons worth of waste?
At least, yes. So going on Australia's statistics from the last census, where over 50 million tonnes of waste that we're generating each year in Australia alone.
How do you hide that stuff?
Well, we bury it in landfill. So literally no one understands where their rubbish or waste goes to.
Mm.
You take it out to the curb, you might put it in the recycling bin, mm, or you put it in your red top bin, and it gets picked up and taken away,
yeah,
and out of sight, out of mind. So we're literally not connected to what we're using and how we're discarding it. And that's a big problem. It's a growing epidemic.
So what is currently happening to combat this,
yeah,
growing epidemic?
Okay, so, I actually look at recycling as part of the problem. So that is one area that is helping, but people are thinking by recycling, they're doing their bit and that's okay. But what people are starting to look at and understand is that we need to change our behaviour. So we need to understand how we are using things and how we're discarding things. So our behaviour needs to change in terms of what we consume and how we use it.
So tell us, is that more from being conscious about what we buy in the supermarket,
yeah, exactly,
shelf?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So part of my message is to help people to understand that they can make a difference. You know, it's such a big problem. People think, well, what does it matter?
Yeah, 50 million
yeah,
tons.
I mean, yeah,
look,
yeah, I can't do anything about that,
yeah,
right? But that, in fact, that's wrong. We, each single person, even if it's just one small thing, you know, using a coffee cup that you reuse rather than getting a new coffee every day, or taking your bags, reusing your bags when you go shopping.
Mm.
Personally, I use this great product called Onya, little plug. Instead of using plastic,
wait, what's
Onya?
It called? Onya?
Onya.
Okay.
So
okay,
instead of plastic fruit and vegetable bags, they're a really fine mesh, and I take them with me shopping and put my produce in those, and I take them every time. So if each person does one small thing, together we can make a really big difference.
Mm.
And I think people need to understand that they do have the power to make change.
Yeah. Because I think it's easy for us to point the finger to governments and say, look, you're doing
exactly
this, and
yes,
you're now making a difference to climate change,
yes,
and all this other stuff. But
yep,
really, looking in the mirror and thinking,
yep,
What can I contribute to making the planet better for
exactly
my kids and
exactly
my kids' kids? Is
yeah
that right?
Yeah, exactly. So if you think about sustainability, it's actually about sustaining our world. So how can we make a better world for our children and our children's children? And part of that is literally, and I can equate it to most people understand, voting with your decisions and your choices. So yes, your dollar does make a difference. So choosing to buy something that's ethically sourced is another way to do that. So looking and understanding the consequences of your choices is really important.
What's something that the governments are doing right? Because it's easy to look at them and say, look, you're doing everything wrong. But what's something that we're actually doing right at the moment?
Yeah, so I think South Australia is definitely leading the way with the zero waste initiative. Queensland is working towards a zero waste initiative. So I think a lot of the councils, our local councils and government around Australia are moving towards that.
What exactly does zero waste mean? Does it mean that there's no more landfill or rubbish?
Well, South Australia have actually banned all e-waste dumping in landfill completely. And so they're leading the way in that respect. So
is that easy for them to do that?
No, it's not. And it costs money. But we need to understand that we need to invest now in these things, and we need to be putting our money in these programs and these initiatives. Otherwise, down the track, the problem's going to be much bigger and harder to address.
So go Adelaide.
Yeah, so they're doing really well.
So then what's the new chapter for you? Whereabouts would you be heading over the next 18 months, 5 years for you, Felicity?
Yeah, getting my message out there to everyone, really.
So changing people's behaviour as an individual.
Exactly. So helping them to understand that, you know, it's not all or nothing. The small things do matter, and no one's perfect. So if you forget your reusable shopping bags once or twice, that doesn't matter. You're still changing your behaviour. So it's about the small things and valuing yourself and your environment.
Felicity, I'm really inspired by your cause, and you know, with more people like you out there in the world making a difference, I'm excited about what the world's going to look like for my kids and my kids' kids, which is really awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Felicity, what do you do in your spare time? What do you do to recharge your tank? Something that Felicity does for herself to revitalize herself?
Lots of things. I'm a designer at heart, so I do like making things, sewing for my girls, clothes, cooking, but probably gardening. My roses are probably one of my biggest passions.
Gardening,
yes.
That's right. So is it just flowers, or do you do fruit
and
veggies?
Oh, fruit and veg as well, yeah.
Oh, look, that is fantastic. Hey, Felicity, thank you so much for coming along here to the studio, having a real powerful message, and the message I think we can all learn from and be more mindful and conscious towards it. Felicity, just before you go, at the end of all of our interviews, we have a challenge for all of our people that come along, and the challenge is the 10 questions in 60 second challenge. Felicity Walsh, do you accept the challenge?
Yes.
All right, Felicity, your time starts now. Favourite colour?
Green.
Favourite food?
Ooh, sushi.
Sushi.
Yeah.
Oh, I had sushi last night. Favourite celebrity?
Probably Angelina Jolie.
Oh, isn't she amazing?
She is.
Yeah, she's a phenomenal. Favourite actor?
The same, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Favourite professional speaker?
You.
Thank you. Favourite book?
The Human Condition by Hannah Arendt.
I haven't read that one.
Probably
a non-fiction.
Non-fiction.
Yeah, great. She,
a Jewish philosopher.
I'll put that on my bucket list.
Yeah.
Favourite movie?
Oh, The Land Before Time. The first, it's a cartoon. I saw it when I was about 5 years old. The first movie my mother ever took me to.
Ah, yeah. The Land Before Time.
Yes.
That sounds great. I love cartoons. Favourite city?
Hobart.
Hobart in Tasmania.
Yes.
Actually, talking of Hobart, and very quickly, Hobart, they've actually banned all bags.
Yes.
So you cannot find a bag at all in a supermarket. So you have to carry your own bags there.
Yes.
And the plastic bags are great.
Yeah.
Favourite drink?
Gin.
Gin and tonic?
Yeah,
or just gin?
Just
oh,
gin.
That's great. Favourite pizza topping?
Artichoke.
Oh, yum. And Felicity Walsh, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
A green tree frog.
A green tree frog? Why's that?
I've been obsessed with them since I was little.
Really?
Yeah.
How they look or how they bounce or?
My mum used to find them in my drawer, like alive. But I used to, just the tranquil, and I think they're really elegant.
Felicity Walsh, thank you so much for coming here to the Celebrity Authority Show. Well done. Thank you very much.